And now, James Gravel.
As I ended the lesson immediately preceding this one, I quoted Jesus' statement in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Since we have been involved in a study of how to ascertain Bible authority, this statement provides a great example of how to put to use the principles we've learned thus far. One of those principles is this: a person cannot properly understand what the Bible teaches on a subject until he knows everything the Bible teaches on that subject. Let me use John 3:16 to illustrate this. Jesus plainly said that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. If a person reads only this passage, he might get the idea that just believing would be enough to save him. But that is not all the Bible has to say on the subject of salvation. According to other pertinent passages within the New Testament, a person must also repent of his sins, as Jesus noted in Luke 13:3, when he said, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Additionally, according to Paul's instructions in Romans 10:10, where he wrote, "With the mouth confession is made unto salvation," a person must likewise be willing to confess Jesus as the Christ. Then a person must be baptized in water for the forgiveness of his sins, as Jesus stated in Mark 16:16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. The importance of baptism for remission of sins is stressed repeatedly through the New Testament. In Acts 2, verse 37, when the Jews who were involved in Christ's death asked, "What shall we do?" Peter said, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins," verse 38. In Acts 22:16, when Saul of Tarsus was approached on God's behalf by Ananias, the prophet said to Saul, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Today, let me ask you, are you a Christian? If not, I plead with you to obey the gospel of Christ and become a Christian so you can live in heaven eternally.